And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly. This is Adventures in Woo Woo. And this is the monthly one card 47 divinations that I do for patrons. So, yeah. Let's just get straight in. DT, how can I be more consistent with exercise while also balancing home demands? Okay, so the levitator. And this would be kind of saying that there's an element of two things. One is to look at it from a different angle. And don't try to see it as an either or. You know, that how will I have more time for exercise? Does that not mean that I have to then have less time for this other stuff? And I suppose become in one sense a bit more economical with all these things and just kind of see it as not a trade-off necessarily, but just things that have to coexist together. That's just the way it is, because plenty of people do have that, and so it is a possibility. It's also saying to try not to worry so much about it, just to rise above it all. And sometimes you just have to let go of some things, you know, and just, not in the sense of not do them, but it's just not put so much pressure around these things where it has to be done. Do the best you can in the situation that you have, in the circumstance that you have. And if you try and kind of see things as one or the other, you're probably going to end up not doing one of them. And the home demands are probably going to take, you know, precedent over that. So if in some way you can see it, that it's not an either or situation and bring them into balance, look at it from a new angle. How could I have both rather than seeing it as an either or? I think that is the suggestion there. Chris, what can I do to improve my current situations? The Lovers. Other than, strictly speaking, an answer of, well, get someone to love you, it would be more, just become a bit more comfortable with what is going on, rather than hoping it will change. In the sense of that kind of thing that we can sometimes have go, I will be happy when X happens. I will be happy when this happens. I will be happy when I have this, whatever. And that's always going to be the case. There will always be something next. And the kind of idea I think that's been said with the Lovers here is that to improve the current situation, you just have to become more okay with it and be a bit more relaxed and just kind of get into your groove with it. And just see if, like, this is the thing that has to be done. This is the thing that I'm dealing with now. This is the way life is. And to have a kind of a, rather than an approach of where it's all fireworks and you're, you know, putting out fires all over the place. You're sorting this out. You're sorting that out. You're on top of everything. Just go, yeah, things are the way they are. I'm going to have a lie-in today because there'll be more problems tomorrow or whatever it is. Just to become more in tune with it or more allowing, you know, have your situations that you feel you have to deal with, have them become your bedfellows, and see them as something that you can relax into rather than have to, you know, fires that you have to put out. Kat, what should I pay attention to in the next 3 months? The Giver. So this would be to have a look at any kind of, I suppose, contracts that you're setting up or are already in your life, and have a look at the kind of interplay between you and other people in the sense of what you give and what you're receiving. Every give, everything you give is in a sense a contract, because it implies that the person will in return will first be reciprocal, but you know, that they, like, say you give someone a birthday present, there's an implication there that they then will give you a present on your birthday, and there's kind of a contract that is formed. Unspoken, sometimes not always the case, but there's just kind of an underlying assumption there. And so just become aware of any underlying assumptions or contracts that you feel you have with other people, or that other people might feel to have with you, because that, you know, all parties may not agree at all. And just because you make coffee every morning doesn't mean that your friend owes you anything, I suppose, from their point of view, or something like that. Just be aware of all the assumed giving and taking, and what you are hoping for, or what you think is right, and what you think other people are hoping for, and what they think is right. Al, what will define my magical path this year? the sun. So illumination, power, enlightenment, all of that knowledge and understanding, and it's a fantastic card. I mean, you really couldn't have got a better card for your answer. What will define a magical path? The sun, illumination, power, radiance. You'll shine. Perfect. Abraxas. What should I know about my current job? The taxation is tapped. Capitalism sucks. Oh, hold on. How many have we? Right, three. We'll do it quick. There's something to do with a woman. I don't know what does that, or there's an attraction, or surrounded by two men. One retreats, and one is seen as the expert. Feels like there's a much bigger story to this, Abraxas. What should I know about my current job? That there's some scenario where there's between two men and a woman, two very different people, very different people, but like they're both have in a sense the same job. One is a saint, one is a monk. They're both religious figures, and of course, the carnal, in many ways, this is an oldest case, but it wouldn't be seen as a religious figure. In fact, it might be seen as the opposite. So there's some sort of tension now. There's a story there. There's something going on. Good luck with that. That sounds like a lot of drama. Catherine, which servant should I get? Which servant should I get to know better this year? Oh, one sticking out. The devil. So the devil, you can go to the crossroads if you want. Why not? It's good fun. But it's more about having a look at all your ideas, your thoughts, your beliefs, your views, your rules, your laws that you have about the world, your life, yourself, other people, all of these things. It's self-imposed restrictions, but it is restrictions. And now, of course, that's not to imply that you shouldn't have any of these things. But it's just to become aware of them. There is a great need, unless you want to be £4 million overweight or whatever it is. You should have some sort of restrictions where I only allow myself to eat 2,500 calories a day, whatever it is. But some of these will be holding you back. Some of them you don't even know you have. Some of them have come from other people. Have you ever had the experience where you say something out loud and then you realize, I don't even believe that. That's something just my father said, or my mother said, or my friend says. I don't actually believe that. So that's what you need to get to know. The devil, the stuff that from inside, the shadows that are probably holding you back, but or maybe defining you as a person, and to see if you're okay with them. Some of them you'll be okay with, some of them you won't. And always worthwhile endeavor to have a look at that stuff. Ginger. Where can I find the motivation to move my project forward? The media. How does it look from a PR perspective? Or how would you find the motivation? How does it look to other people for you not to finish it? How would it look? How would people see you? What kind of story would you be presenting to the world to not finish it? Would that make you a failure, a loser, someone who doesn't finish projects, an incompletist, or whatever it is? It's kind of that there's a motivation in... This is interesting. This card comes up a lot in regard to motivation and how to do something. A lot around health and fitness or things like that, or business and stuff, and it's kind of always kind of reflecting away from you. How are you presenting yourself? How are you presenting this idea? How are others seeing you? What is the But there's also a kind of a sense there's a manipulation here, but it doesn't feel with the media, but it doesn't feel that the manipulation thing is in regard to this question. It's try to see yourself or the situation from outside rather than from inside. How does it appear to other people? What has been presented? And look from that way rather than, you know, oh, I don't want to do this or whatever it is. How does this make me feel? It's still tough. Motivation is always hard when you're not motivated. Indy, what should I be focusing on this year to make life more fulfilling? The carnal. Maybe just strictly speaking, maybe to do with improving your sex life. But a lot of the time to do with, what's your actual question? Should I focus on? Focusing on, I suppose, your sexual wants and needs as a sexual being. And, you know, to feel good about yourself in your physical body, to feel, you know, that you're, you know, that you can kind of, I suppose, in a large way, not see ourselves as this kind of, as a sexual being. Because a lot of the times we have either a very dysfunctional version of sexual being or a very prudish kind of a thing. And particularly, I suppose, when you get older, you get into families. I'm just kind of spitballing here. I don't know much about your situation, if any. You know, you can kind of get lost in that kind of thing and kind of forget that ultimately you are a sexual being. But I think mostly when the carnal comes up in this kind of thing, it is about feeling good within your skin, feeling good about yourself, feeling confident physically, which then in turn, you know, leads to feeling confident and loving yourself on all your other emotional, mental levels and all that. So it's have a focus on this year would be to on your physical body and your sexuality and you as a sexual being. Ms. Vinceness. Standard question from Ms. Vinceness. How can I be of service to others this month? I would like you to, at some point, if so choose, to reverse that question. You don't always have to be looking after other people. That's Tommy's opinion, not the cards. The cards jumping out. The CEO. This would be, I suppose, a case of rather than listening to the words that are coming out of other people's mouths, or it's what are they actually saying? What is the feeling you're getting from it? Would be the focus. Because people can sometimes say, you know, oh, I'm fine, and you get, oh, I don't think you are fine, and to kind of trust yourself on that. Or some people can say, I'm not fine, and go, I secretly think you're playing me here, or whatever it is. To go with your gut with other people and get a sense of them rather than just strictly speaking what they're saying to you. People, I find, can think they're a certain type of person or will say, this is what I do, this is who I am, or whatever. And a way to really judge what people believe is not by what they say, but by what they actually do. And so there's something in that as well. So it's, the seer. Ladina. How will my magical project go? Now, that's interesting. That did jump out at me again. And often the cards do. There's a lot of cards kind of jumping around today. How do you feel it'll go? It's not just a terrible answer, Aldita. What's your gut feeling on it? And it's going to be that, I suppose, your magical project, I suppose it's kind of saying that even if, let's say, for instance, it doesn't manifest physically in the way that you wanted it or whatever is the goal, but there's a part where you go, I think that was a success, I learned something, whatever. Or opposing, imagine you get exactly what you wanted, but it still feels like a failure. This would be suggesting to say that you go with your gut rather than what actually happens. So it might appear to be a success, but isn't, or it might appear to be a failure and isn't, and you will know by the feel of it. James, is now the time to start writing again, or do I still need to wait? This would say that you're still more in an exploration part of the thing, in the sense of that if, let's say you're trying to come up with a story for a new book, Then you're still in the exploration stage where you're trying to work out things, find settings, characters, teams, plots, all of that, rather than down to the physical sitting there at your typewriter typing away. So this would suggest to me, but do not take it as the divine word of God. This is just something to consider, that you're in an exploration phase rather than a practically writing phase. BE. How can I find more clarity about where to go from here in my work? So the balancer. So how will you find more clarity? So this isn't saying that you need more balance in your work. What you need is to find a balance in order to find clarity about your work. So that would suggest to me that it's not try to constantly just work it out rationally, you know, to spend some time just putting it aside and let it, you know, your subconscious or whatever do its thing. Just have a balanced kind of approach to it. Where to go? So it's like you could on paper, this is the best thing, move for me to make with regards to work. And then you have to go, but does it feel right? Is it what I actually want? Is, you know, and just kind of balance the two. And rather than, say, taking, I suppose, yes, there's a sense of compromise in this. Not one or the other. It's looking at it all, balancing the to-do, and having a compromise. There's something to do with compromises. So the clarity is around compromising rather than trying to have it one way or the other. Solution, or you know, it's either this solution or that solution. What is it? The answer is the clarity comes from compromise. Jane, so where should I go from here? The dancer, just don't go anywhere, just accept where you are right now as the place that it is. The dancer, I suppose, in one sense, saying that even when things go wrong, you know, life, that's life, and you just have to go with it sometimes. So it's not necessarily even saying that something's going wrong, but just going, this is it. This is life. Where you find yourself is where you are right now. The way things are the way things are, and to kind of just go with that and not try to feel that you have to go anywhere or that you have to do anything, achieve anything. Maybe it's you do have to do all of those things. Maybe you don't have to do any of it. It's just be where you are right this moment and see what is that is telling you, rather than looking to get somewhere, go somewhere, do something, some sort of action. It's dancing in the moment. Be in the moment. Be in your surroundings. Living your life right now in the surroundings, in the present. Simon, what can I focus on to work more effectively with the 40 servants and 4 devils? Well, this is kind of saying it's contemplating. So I suppose in this regard, it would be like saying, so pick a card, any card, nothing up my sleeve. But, excuse me. Pick a servant and then spend the time contemplating it. You can do it in many ways. You can sit looking at the sigil, see what develops, or you could look at the sigil, close your eyes and do some sort of active imagination or journeying. You could look at the actual drawing itself, the image itself, and see if it does anything for you or lead you in any kind of a way. But contemplate the nature of the servants, what they stand for, what they represent. Do you see them as an outside influence? Do you see them as you, something that you have to work on? I think with regard to all of this stuff, my personal view on it is that it starts outside. So you start looking at, say, the witch, and you can contemplate that, but the goal is always to become the witch, to integrate it, so that at the end of the day, the 40 servants are ultimately you. And to contemplate the nature of what the servants are, what are servitors, all of this. Just have a sit with all of these things, rather than reading through the grimoire and trying to learn it by rote or learn it off by heart, or rather than using them a lot, say, but it's more contemplating the nature of what they are. Dougie, what is a good idea to focus on this year? The levitator. Rising above it all is one thing. It's not getting stuck in it. Not trying to... I suppose in a sense there's an anti-focus to that, isn't it? It's just moving away, not actually focusing on anything. So your focus is to not focus on anything. But just not get embroiled in drama, situations. Don't get stuck in the middle of things or whatever. But it's also try and look at things from a different angle, look down upon things from an elevated view. If I was in my complete right mind and best version of myself, if I was the master, say, according to 40 sermons, what way would I look at this situation? Because say you're, having an issue with your dog, driving you insane, and then when in it, it's very hard to not see past that. But then if you see it from an outside point of view or a higher point of view, what would the best version of me in some way, or how would someone think from above look at this situation from outside it, from a different angle? And that can be kind of good advice. One thing I find about it is it can be good advice is how, if you're working on something or dealing with something and you can't, you're going out, how would you advise yourself? How would you advise a friend who's having the same situation? And you'll be surprised that the advice you would give a friend is probably not the same as the advice you're giving yourself. So again, this is kind of this thing of looking at it from a different angle, rising above it, not getting it, not taking it personally, not getting involved. But not trying to, I suppose, either, the levitator isn't trying to actually change the situation. He's letting it be whatever it is. It's just not getting personally involved. Alex, whose energy is influencing me the most? No, whose energy is influencing most this year? Fixer, getting stuff done. So it's like, it's turning up, doing it. The energy of the fixer is influencing the most. So actually doing the work, doing the things, doing the work, doing the, paying the price, whatever it is. That's the kind of the theme or the energy that's influencing it. It's like, now's the time for the actual work. The preparation's over, the messing about, time to do the actual stuff. Time to do it, and time to, stand up, be counted, pay the price, turn up, show up, don't drop out, do the thing. Sarah, what energy should I lead with this year? Father. Interesting. When I was learning Reiki at my when I was at college, I did a holistic health studies. Reiki was one of the things, and the Reiki teacher, no matter what you said to her, would just go, "Interesting," and could you expand on that a bit? Why is that interesting? Why is it interesting that you got the father? That's interesting that you got the father, and it's asking what to lead with, is because you have recently become a mother. So, I don't think it's kind of saying to try to be more of a father than a mother. What energy should I lead with? So I'm going to read it as if it's not talking about actually fatherhood, but it's kind of the more metaphorical element of the card, which is sometimes in life, there are things that just happen. It's part of life. Nothing you can do about them, but you just have to endure them. You just have to go through them. You can't fix them. You can't make it better. You can't run away from it. You can't hide from it. You can't do anything. It just happens. Someone at some point is going to break your heart in your life. It's going to happen. Someone you know is going to get sick and die. There's a million different examples of things in life that just going to happen. And the father said that while we can all have our friends to rely on, support, all of these things, there is things in your life that you're just going to have to show up and do and go through. And it doesn't always have to be painful, like, but it's just, it's the stuff that affects us more is the painful stuff. Like, but there's going to be joy in your life. There's going to be happiness. There's all of these things. But you're the one who has to have it. You're the one that has to have experience, the experience of it. And the growth, though, you only become the growth, you only become a person who grows from a broken heart by being a person who had his heart broken or had your whatever. And that's not to say, because there's the father is very much a Saturnian influence in my current reading and where I am. And so that's the way I kind of look at it, in that it's not, these things are not happening in order for you to learn a lesson. No one is, you know, giving people cancer in order to learn the lesson that they don't have, you know, how great they are to have overcome cancer. It's that within the stuff that happens in life, the part and parcel of life, the things that are guaranteed to happen, the heartbreak, the love, the joy, the closeness, the farness, all of these, within that is an opportunity to turn into a diamond. In that pressure of everything on top of the carbon and the coal, the darkness and the Saturnian, is the chance to become the diamond. So ultimately, is Saturn the hero? Maybe. But so that's kind of lead with that, in that, it's particularly, I suppose, when things that are out of your control. It's like, I know when my son was very young, it's like, you know, you so much want to just protect him from everything. And the father is suggesting that you can't protect him from everything. The mother always aims to try to protect the child from everything. The father sometimes would suggest that the only way to learn not to put your hand in the fire is by putting your hand in the fire. To truly learn something is to experience it rather than be protected from it. Okay, so let me see if I am missing anyone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. It says 17 comments and I've read 17 people. If I have missed anyone, which I doubt I have, just give me a DM on Patreon and I'll pull a card for you. It won't be on video or on audio, but it will be... let's still get a card pulled. But good people of the internet. If you would like a card pulled, we do this at the beginning of every month over on Patreon as a way to say, for me to say thank you to all the just amazing people who support me every single month over on Patreon to allow me to do all the things that I do, from the art, the music, the writing, the all of it, the existing. And so I like to give something back, and doing card readings is something that... people seem to enjoy getting, so it seems like a nice thank you. So depending on what level of the Patreon you join, you get different amount of cards from 1, 3, 5, and 9, and a host of other things over there. But the Patreon is mostly about allowing me to and supporting me to continue doing what I'm doing, rather than some sort of premium membership where you get stuff. That said, we're also starting the journey again in about a week on the 15th, which is a year-long course, adventure, nightmare of self-discovery and shadow work using servitors. So that should be good. That's starting on the 15th over the Patreon as well. Okay, good people of the internet, until next time, may our best days be ahead and be well.